This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The state's new family paid leave program is getting ready for its launch next year. Employers and employees are already paying premiums for the program. And now the state has launched a web portal known as Family Plus. It will allow medical professionals to recommend how much time off people will need after childbirth and other events. And starting later this year, patients will also use the Family Plus portal to put in their applications for benefits, which can start being paid out on January 1st. A key state lawmaker is drafting a bill that would grow funding for public transit across the state. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Transportation is the biggest single source of greenhouse gas emissions in Colorado. Senator Faith Winter of Westminster is working on a bill that would try to tamp those down. It would boost funding for transit agencies, including RTD in the Denver Metro. It would also push for more housing near transit corridors. And finally, the bill would include accountability measures for RTD. Many lawmakers and taxpayers still haven't forgotten the long-promised train to Boulder. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
I-70 commuters through Glenwood Canyon should expect traffic delays through Thursday this week as workers replace power poles. The work will include helicopter operations and is being overseen by Xcel Energy and the State Department of Transportation. These delays include 10-minute holds between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. for eastbound and westbound traffic and occasional lane closures. A new study by the Pentagon concluded that U.S. military academies need to improve their leadership and stop toxic behavior like hazing. The study follows a report that showed a sharp spike in reported sexual assaults at the academies from 2020 to 2022. This is CPR News and KRCC.